you have to start to learn to enjoy the journey and get present. I can't tell you this enough. Like, I could do a podcast on this every single week of how important this is. It's kind of like how you do one thing is how you do everything. It's like how you enjoy one thing is how you'll enjoy everything.
And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
So this morning, Lori and I were getting ready and we've got one of these really chaotic days and we're like, oh my God, this is such a roller coaster. And we both looked at each other and said, wait a minute, don't forget, we wanted to stand in line and ride this ride. And it was like a great reminder to recenter us on the fact that when your life is a freaking roller coaster, that is the fun part. That is the fun ride. And like, we took this down a rabbit hole and we're like, hey, let's just share this on our He Said, She Said. Because the truth is, nobody stands in line for 3 hours for a boring ride where a couple of teacups go around slowly or, you know, for Small World or something like that. Everybody stands in line for 3 hours for the ride that might make you puke or might make you pass out.
And you know it will.
And
like,
you know it
actually will. Know it could make you sick. And we even went as far to say, like, okay, it is an actual roller coaster. People stand in line for 3 hours on a ride that could get stuck upside down. It could break and you actually could die.
Yep.
Whereas on an entrepreneurial journey, most likely you won't die. I guess you could have like massive stress, but that's the whole point of this episode is to say you have wanted this your whole life. You've waited your whole life for this. And I think what I'm finding right now is, in complete honesty, I am in the middle of the dream right now. Like, everything that I've ever wanted is happening. I'm getting asked to be on stages. I'm getting asked to be on podcasts. I'm getting to do really fun shoots for my product. My product is launched. I'm working with an incredible team. And although that sounds so amazing, what happens to your schedule is it gets very full. And every single day is no longer like, oh, I have this big thing in 2 weeks. It's like, I have this big thing every day. And so yesterday I did really big podcasts in LA. Today I'm shooting for 2 days straight. And then on Friday, I'm speaking to 1,000 people on a stage doing a keynote. Like, every single day is something. So I was finding in my head what I was saying was, oh my God, when this week is done, I'll feel better when this week is done. Except every week for me right now is like this. So I'm wishing away what I've always wished for.
Yeah.
And I want to be so fully present in my life. And I'm telling you this because even if you are not close to anything that I just said yet, you will be. Trust me, I had plenty of weeks where jack shit was going on. And now it's like this every single day because you have to start to learn to enjoy the journey and get present. And I can't tell you this enough. Like, I could do a podcast on this every single week of how important this is. It's kind of like how you do one thing is how you do everything. It's like how you enjoy one thing is how you'll enjoy everything. And I think that that is where I'm at right now, is working to enjoy even the overwhelming times, because that's going to be your whole entrepreneurial journey. And also telling you about the challenges. Like, the challenges are some of the most important parts of your life. They are how you become the person that you see in your head. They're how you get the life that you want. So you don't get them by sitting back and doing the easy stuff. And so how can you work to enjoy the challenge just a little bit more and say, okay, this is a huge challenge. Wow, this is a huge stick in the spokes. What's that saying?
I don't know what in the hell you're talking about, but you said another saying in there I wanted to make sure that everybody caught. And you said, how you enjoy this thing is how you'll enjoy everything. So, you know, the phrase where everyone's like, how you do one thing is how you do everything. I don't even know if you realize the brilliance of what just came out of your mouth right there. That is so true. How you choose to enjoy this one thing, okay, whether it's a big interview, whether it's traveling for a meeting, no matter what your one big thing is right now, how you choose to enjoy this one big thing is how you will choose to enjoy everything. And it's all a choice to enjoy the roller coaster, right? So when you're like, I had to be in LA yesterday for some really big interviews. Well, that version, it might be the loop on the roller coaster. You're like, now today I'm shooting this really big campaign for Glossy today and tomorrow. That might be the fast turn on the roller coaster. And then, you know, when I have to be in DC at the end of this week for meetings, that is the part where you're crashing down in the roller coaster and then you go start going back up. That's when I have to be in New York a few days after that. Like, it is literally a roller coaster ride and you have to choose to enjoy the loops and the turns and the flips and the upside downs and all of those things. It's such a great analogy. I had made a similar comment the other day, which is probably relevant why we're talking about this. I said, boys, it can be a lot more fun post-exit. Or you had said something to me like, remember, this is the fun part. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a lot more fun post-exit. And if you guys don't know what that means, an exit is when you sell the company, right? So all the work is done and you've got your great big check for a kajillion dollars. You sold the company. And you corrected me. You're like, no, that's probably the boring part because what would we do? I'm like, I don't know. We're probably going to start this little thing over here and volunteer over here and then, you know, go invest in these businesses over here. And we'll be right back
to building,
to getting on the roller coaster.
Yep.
Because it's the fun part.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The boring part is the ride's over. You've got your thrills to talk about, right? You got your peace back, maybe. But what do you do now? You stand around looking for what's the next ride in the park.
Totally. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we came on here for a constant reminder to you guys, because you're in it right now. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because you are looking for somebody to help you through this journey. And I think the person who can help you the most is obviously going to be you and how you perceive the challenges and how you perceive every single day. And I get that you're like, I'm not enjoying being on Zoom calls 24/7. I'm not enjoying being in my emails 24/7 right now. We get it. We have days, we have weeks like that where I'm like, I cannot do this. Like, I am fried. But what we do during those weeks is we're starting to figure out how we can make that better. Like, how can we have less of those Zoom calls? How can you shorten your meetings? And how can you also be in an environment that you enjoy? So I can't do those things at home. I go and I make it the most enjoyable process that I can
at
a workspace with a yummy little treat
and
or
views of yachts,
great views,
people's energy around
yes,
you.
So go somewhere else. Do whatever you can to make it more enjoyable. Make sure you get that walk at the end of the day. Make sure you book something that seems enjoyable at the end of the day or do something enjoyable with your family. Like, you have to work extra hard during those extra challenging weeks to make sure that you are getting joy, because this kind of goes along with our other podcast where we said, if you don't constantly make yourself experience joy, that you actually turn the joy centers off on your brain. Mm-hmm. And it's joy is actually a choice just like anything else. So weaving that into the really rough weeks as well, and also saying, hey, these admin days are what help me enjoy my weekend off if you have a weekend off.
It's up to you to enhance the ride, right? Mm-hmm. It's already going to be a roller coaster ride. How do you make it more enjoyable?
Yeah,
because you can. You don't have to just settle for the ride that is in front of you right now. You can absolutely enhance the ride, but you got to choose to and do it.
You know you're going to ride the roller coaster, and if you're anything like me, like roller coaster rides, they're not my favorite.
I love them.
They're not my favorite, but I will go with Chris most times if it's not too crazy. But if I stand in line and I dread it the whole time and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to feel sick. Oh my God. And it's all the resistance and I get anxious. Then the ride is obviously, I'm already living out that fear. It's already horrible. And then if I'm on the ride and I'm tense and I'm freaking out and I'm like, this is awful. I'm going to puke. I'm so dizzy. I'm going to make myself sicker. But every time I know I'm going to go, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, just try to keep your body loose. Like, try to relax, try to have some fun, throw your hands up, see what that looks like. You will notice such a shift in even how you feel and experience that ride. If you know it's coming, don't resist it. Like, allow it just to take its form. Like, okay, if I pass out, I'm still buckled in. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Don't go there. But
that's a great analogy, though. Mm-hmm. Like, play out what's the worst that could happen and realize I'm still going to be okay.
Right, exactly.
It may not be comfortable, but I'm still going to be okay. By the way, we have to tell everybody, remember when you made us do the walk of shame? We got to the front of the line of that roller coaster at Dolly World.
I did make us
and
turn around.
You know, when you got to walk against the grain and everyone's like, oh, you guys chickened out. Lori made us do the walk of shame from the front of the line, past everybody, off the ride. Oh, I was angry.
This roller coaster looked like it would kill us. I was not going to ride that ride.
So don't do the walk of shame. Ride the ride and make it better. Hey, listen, guys, the best way to ride the ride is to make sure that you surround yourself with people who are also riding a similar ride. And there's two ways that you can do it. You can apply for our Elite Mastermind. That is, if you are making more than $500,000 this year in 2024, you qualify to apply. It's 30 brilliant 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs that you get to mix it up with and share ideas with, all in a highly curated way. So if you want to apply for that, go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, that's chrisharder.me/mastermind. Or you can join our dinner series. Go to chrisharder.me/dinner. We've got a few of those spots left at the table as well. Straight networking. Change your network literally overnight over the course of 3 dinners and 3 nights spread out throughout the year. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We always love and appreciate you.
See you next time. Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it.